Now then, as you would go out from Fairbanks along the Stees, you could get out to, the Chena Hot Springs there, something like 30 or 40 miles out of Fairbanks?
You couldn't drive to Chena Hot Springs. You had to take a dog team.
Oh, because how far is Chena off the road?
For a boat.
Oh, by boat? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did you get up to Chena?
I had never been to Chena.
Never? Uh-huh. I haven't either myself. I guess it's popular now these years, isn't it?
Yes. I
hear.
There's a road there now, and I guess it is, but I don't know anything about it.
But speaking of Circle Hot Springs, now that has to be quite a phenomenon, doesn't it, Chris? Do you know the approximate temperature of that water there?
I believe it's 119 degrees as it came out of the spring.
And I can recall in the winter there, there would be a fog over there from the heat of the water, would it not?
Yeah, steam.
Steam, yes, uh-huh. Uh-huh. Now, the early miners up in that country would winter over at Circle Hot Springs, isn't that right?
Yes, many of them would.
Well, what would they do? Would they just mope around a cabin, or how would they keep physically active?
They didn't much. They drank and played cards, and read a lot.
Must have been a long, long winter.
Well, they had a lot of fun.
They had a lot of fun.
Yeah. That's kind of like a family. I spent a few months there when the first year we were married, and there was that year.
Recent times, Mother.
Yeah, but prior to that, I don't know. I think they still there. Of course, then after they got the Stees Highway in, why there was different people in there. But prior to that, why? I don't know. I suppose they lived did pretty much the same.
Well,
there
the old timers in those early days, they weren't sitting around a roadhouse in wintertime. They were drifting.
Well, they did go out.
They were drifting. They drifted deadwood.
Take out a winter dump and wash it out when the water.
Right.
Yes.